the Spirit of life. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. He gives the when he gave words, what happened? The words produced life, and the words were spirit, and the words were life, and everybody who received them, even though they was once in the death cycle, they came over into the life cycle. Why do you know the Word of God is life? Well, if you go over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, it says this. It says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even asunder the division between the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow." It is a discerner, or a better way to say, it knows how to sniff out what is it, the thoughts and intents that are in your heart. The Word of God is the only book that you could be reading, and while you're reading it, it's reading you. It's exposing what's on the inside of you. In James chapter 1, it talks about how it's a mirror. And what does the mirror do? When you look in the mirror in the morning time and everything, you get up and make sure you ain't got no little, what they call eye boogers in your eyes. You ain't got nothing hanging out your nose. Your hair is not all over your plate, all over your head. You're not looking ashy all over your face. What are you doing? You're looking at that mirror, and that image that's in the mirror is bouncing back to you, and you're making whatever adjustments need to be made to make that thing right. Well, the Word of God is a mirror, and when you begin to look in that mirror of the Word, that mirror of the Word is going to begin to expose things in you. It's going to begin to reveal things in you, and it's going to be those things that have been hidden from you from so long because you buried them so deep. Can I get one amen? Because I've been guilty about that myself. I buried something so deep, and one day I was reading the Word, and it came up, and I'm like, what in the world? And the Holy Spirit is like, you just let it lie dormant. It was always there. The Word was alive. The Word is alive. And when you receive and believe the Word, it gives you life. And when you receive the Word, you already know it is truth. And when you receive that Word, you believe that Word, act out on that Word, you will be made free.